every day the nurse would yell at him because he had not drank the apple juice. But also every day, Alan King said, they would take a sample. And he noticed that the cup for the apple juice and the cup for the sample were the same size. So he poured the sample, or he poured the apple juice into the sample cup. Alan King said a nurse came in and picked up the sample cup and she said, my, we're cloudy today. And Alan King said, oh, really? Let's run it through again. And drank it. I don't know when they picked the nurse up off the floor. News is coming up next here on the most disgusting oldies show I've ever done. Celebrating his 90th birthday this year. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 with me, Uncle Jay, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Following our democracy in historic times.
Since there's only less than 30 days for most schools in the state of Tennessee to be in service, then it would cut our after-school programs come the next year, and particularly our summer programs that augment this in-school learning and skill building.
Tanya Coates with the Tennessee Education Association says teachers are worried about President Donald Trump's threats to cut federal funds over public K-12 diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and lesson plans. In response to lawsuits, judges are at least temporarily blocking those administrative moves. Coates says DEI services help low-income students and those with disabilities go to college. As the White House is also moving to dismantle the Department of Education and shift control of its funds to the states, rural communities want Congress to reauthorize a program to support schools and roads in 700 counties. Mark Haggerty with the Center for American Progress says the bipartisan Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act was supposed to be a stopgap to help counties that lost revenue when timbering on federal land declined. But he says places like Washington State's Skamania County still need it.
The industry doesn't support local schools, sheriff's departments anymore. If you just look at the way the economy actually works, it doesn't work for rural places.
A federal judge is blocking part of a Trump executive order requiring proof of citizenship to vote or register. Non-citizen voting is already illegal for federal elections and seldom happens. A separate federal judge is blocking the White House from defunding cities which don't cooperate with federal immigration actions. That judge also issued a similar order early in the president's first term. Meanwhile, Trump is directing the Department of Justice to investigate Act Blue, the Democratic Party's main fundraising platform. The White House says the probe will look for illegal straw donations and funding by foreign individuals. According to the New York Times, this is the third time in as many weeks where Trump has used government power to target his political enemies. The Arkansas Secretary of State is being sued by the League of Women Voters over rules they call unconstitutional. The state's initiative process allows people to propose statutes or constitutional amendments, then collect signatures to get them on the ballot. But Attorney David Couch says lawmakers have acted in contradiction to that.
When you have a right to do that under your state constitution, the federal constitution protects that right. They're free speech rights. The United States Supreme Court has said that the right to petition is core political speech, and you can't impose any laws to restrict it unless there's legitimate purpose.
Florida State University students joined survivors of past mass shootings at the state capitol this week, demanding Governor Ron DeSantis veto a bill that would lower the gun purchasing age to 18. The protest follows last week's shooting at the school's student union, the 79th mass shooting this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Kame Strickland was working on an engineering lab project when alerts flashed across his phone. He spoke moments after the campus-wide lockdown was lifted.
Campus has always been a safe place, so to see this happen is crazy. I mean, you always hear about it happening somewhere else or other schools or, you know, but you never really think it's going to happen here.
FSU had a separate mass shooting a decade ago. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, audience. Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining. And I'm telling you, there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer. Narrow neckties, he's a wearer. Though his show may have some merit, it's Jay Thurber, you'll just have to grin and bear it.
You look like an angel.
Five seven four five zero. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Oh Lord, here comes Jerry Reed.
It's on. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones.
And I- is that jackwad?
Best from Hee-Haw. That's Roy Clark off his 1962 release, The Lightning Fingers of Roy Clark on Radio 9. Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford from 1955.
Dad stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit. Cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail. Tonight you'll be in the pot. She had, she said, a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Gentleman order. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Jay Thurber.
God had hidden the secret of knowledge inside a delicious-looking fruit and then forbidden them to eat it for some reason. But eat it they did. An early example of an apple product hastening the downfall of humankind.
Radio 9.
Hey, everybody.
This is Al Brown's Tomb Toppers.
Give me a big, strong line.
Rocket back to the mountains when I say, like a rug, hit that.
Jay Thurber.
Music.
Chuck Berry and the Steve Miller Band here on Radio 9 with old Uncle Jay Thurber and
WRAD.
2:24 chime time. New music coming your way after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What do we want to tell you about here? Allegheny County needs poll workers. So whether or not you're even Polish, you can be a poll worker. Poll workers earn $150 to $175 a day, and new poll workers also receive paid training. We do have a primary election coming up in the middle of May. School board races, city council, borough councils, and mayors all on the ballot coming up in May and then again in November. So there is an election coming up, even though you may not be hearing much about it on the national news these days. They have other things to cover. Poll workers must be comfortable interacting with the public and keeping up to date with changes. There is a high performance expectation on Election Day. Well-trained poll workers are instrumental in the overall process. This all according to the Allegheny County Division of Elections. You must be a registered voter in Allegheny County. You may not hold or have held any public office appointment or employment under the government of the United States, Pennsylvania, Allegheny County, or any municipality. You may not be a candidate who is running for a public office except for judge of election or inspector of election, and you must be able to perform your duties in a nonpartisan fashion. That's a shame because I really do love to... I love a party. More information is available by going to AlleghenyCounty.us. That's AlleghenyCounty.us. Or go to AlleghenyCounty.us/poll response and fill out the application if you are interested in becoming a poll worker in Allegheny County. That is a public service announcement from the Allegheny County Division of Elections. And coming up at 5 o'clock... on Independent Freeform Radio, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop, only on 88.3 WRCT. On our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio, at 5 o'clock, it's the Kristen and Amber Show, followed by a very special all-new Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. that is exploring Record Store Day. So if you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio, stay tuned. Lots more coming your way at 5 and then again at 6. And starting at 7, it's Oldies Until Midnight. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies for the remainder of the day, looking for a high only reaching 56 now, they say. Mostly cloudy overnight, low of 39. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 64. Monday, sunny skies with a high near 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 83. Tuesday night, thunderstorms likely and a low of 54. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers and a high of 72 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it is 51 in Washington, 48 in Beaver County. It's 47 in Butler, 48 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and Street Level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 50 degrees at WRCT with new music from the beaches.
Oh, yeah.
music from the beaches here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. My father-in-law just told my wife that he's tired of hearing all this bleep bleep news about the Pope. I told him I'm happy to update him on the Archbishop of Canterbury. That seat is currently vacant as well. So. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 2:30. Here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. JayThurberShow.com is the website. Find the cartoons that I scribble out. You can also give me a call today at 412-385-7450. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Jose Feliciano covering the Doors with Light My Fire on Radio 9.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night. Hesitations.
Thurber.
It's a simple question, Doctor. Would you eat the moon if it were made of ribs?
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
It's not rocket science. Just say yes and we'll move on.
It was a losing life when I was on my own. 'Cause it's so hard, baby, trying to make it all alone. Yeah, I was just another part of the crowd. But now you're
is Gene McDaniels. You might know him better from songs such as this. Two in a row from a guy you know on Radio 900. This is Gene McDaniels with 100 Pounds of Clay, reaching back to 1961 on Radio 9.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. With just 100 pounds of
wonder, wonder who.
Tones on Radio 9. Put the moon in your groove on a super solid gold Saturday afternoon. Here's Marie Queenie Lyons.
The only way I can get through the day is to make our life like it was yesterday.
Hey, Queenie Lyons on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
On Mastodon, a Jay Thurber show. Guac wants to hear Simon and Garfunkel. He said all that mellow music. And I'm feeling kind of groovy. Here's a 59th Street Bridge song. Simon and Garfunkel on Radio 9. More music after these important messages.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I lost my job down at the plant. The foreman said it was because I was drinking on a job all the time. Well, then he hired a black woman to take my place. I know what really happened. It was a DEI. I called Attorney General Pam Bondi.
If you or someone you know has been injured by a DEI, call Attorney General Pam Bondi. Were you denied entry to Harvard, Yale, or Princeton simply because of your grades?
Call Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Did you see a drag queen?
Call Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Was your child taught that the cause of the Civil War was slavery?
Call Attorney General Pam Bondi.
With offices in all 50 states, Attorney General Pam Bondi may be able to get you a large cash settlement, or at least get your next door neighbors deported to El Salvador.
I never liked those trans people who lived across the street anyways. Have fun in the concentration camp, losers.
So if you've been victimized by a DEI, call Attorney General Pam Bondi and Associates. 1-800-555-MAGA. That's 1-800-555-MAGA.
No se habla español.
Or visit her website at TrumpLawyer.gov. Attorney General Pam Bondi fights for what's white. I mean, what's right.
From 1978, it's Warren Zevon. Sports and weather are coming up next.
Too.
78. I think it's actually 76. Yeah. Warren Zevon on Radio 9. New music from Jack White coming up. Yeah. After we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. 2:54, much more music time winding down this installment of the Radio 9 extravaganza. I mentioned several times that it's Herb Alpert's birthday was this week. He is 90 years old, celebrating a birthday today. It's Carol Burnett.
I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time.
Happy birthday to Carol Burnett, who is 92 years old today.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Updating you on our top sports story today. I know you've been waiting with bated breath. Maybe you should stop eating bait before you listen to the show. Shadur Sanders has been selected in the NFL draft. He was selected by the Cleveland Browns with, I believe, the 114 pick overall. A lot of observers calling that a shocking turn of events for a quarterback who, coming out of the University of Colorado with arguably the highest profile in the NFL draft this year. Lots of people surprised that he was not taken in the first, second, or third rounds, but he has been taken now. We can all rest easy. A grateful nation to the, it's grateful to the Cleveland Browns for taking Shadur Sanders with their pick today in the NFL draft. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the LA Dodgers last night by a score of 3-0. It's the Dodgers and the Pirates again today at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Mitch Keller gets the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere in the major leagues at this hour, the Tigers leading the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. Red Sox and Guardians tied up at 4. All the Twins leading the Angels 4-0. And the Cardinals leading the Brewers at this hour 1-0.
Steel City Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies, and the Weather Service has revised its forecast downward. Temperatures around 56 for your high. Mostly cloudy overnight, low of 39, 64, and sunny on Sunday. Sunny and 76 on Monday. Tuesday, mostly sunny, warmer, chance of showers, high 83. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers and a high of 72. Right now, just hit a much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 51 in Washington County, 48 in Beaver County. We're down to 49 here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 50 degrees at WRCT with new music from Jack White to close out the show.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you cross this letter. If you've been crossed off by hoodoo, voodoo, the wizard of the lizard, you got family trouble, man trouble, woman trouble, no nice to the brother. You're looking for a true friend or a true lover, or if you've been living undercover. Well, I'm coming to your town to break it all down and help you with all of this. I'm looking to help you find bliss. One day, but one day.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
And told me to tell you to get moving in the right direction for a change. I'm gonna put you in the first lane.
it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
Sound sincerely yours in faith, love, and peace, your friend.
We'll see you next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd say. every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know
Jim Croce on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Time in a Bottle. And we started this show off with Ferranti and Teicher and You Light Up My Life. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you, actually with you, for another week. Last week's show was a disaster, and let me tell you what happened. So first of all, I sat down to record it on my usual recording day, and the power went out for about 4 hours. Maybe more, just due to a little windstorm that knocked out a few houses in the neighborhood, mine being one of them. Then that was followed by a computer glitch that I actually got the first hour recorded, and it sounded terrible. I was having not so good day physically, and so that went to you-know-where in a handbasket very quickly. And when I sat down to record hour number two the next day, the computer just decided it wasn't going to work anymore. So that is why you heard a rerun, and I'm glad that I had Scott in last summer to join us, and I could repeat that program as I was talking to his human flourishing class at the high school where he teaches, and it was good to do that the other day. So it all just worked out. It was the first time I've ever run a rerun of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, but there is a first time for everything. So now let's talk about the holidays of the days. We're not going to go back and review the ones we missed. We're just going to go on from here, starting with April 25th, which is Arbor Day. It's the last Friday of April every year. East meets West Day. I'm not sure if that happens at the Mississippi or what, but that sounds interesting. It's also National DNA Day, National Teach Children to Save Day, and it is also World Penguin Day. April 26th is Hug an Australian Day. If you can find one, good luck. At least around here, right? National Pretzel Day and Richter Scale Day, so there better be an earthquake that happens. Not that I'd wish that upon anyone. April 27th is Babe Ruth Day. It's Morse Code Day, National Prime Rib Day, and Tell a Story Day. So tell a story. Just make it up as you go along. April 28th is International Astronomy Day. Great Poetry Reading Day. If it's terrible, don't read it. And it's also Kiss Your Mate Day. You should do that every day, I think. April 29th is Greenery Day. That sounds like something that would happen in December, though. It's also International Dance